say it's an awesome honor to be in front of you sharing what God has placed in my heart. I'm a messenger. He's the message. And he will speak to each and every one of you as if you were the only one. And guess what? You are the only one he has. That's why he loves you as if you were the only one, because that you are the only one he has. There is no carbon copy. You are made in God's image. You are of infinite worth. That's the message. It's the truth. It's the truth. Isaiah 25:1 says, Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will give thanks to your name. For you have worked wonders, plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. So, may I tell you a story? Okay. Some time ago, there was a man who was very, very, very cheap. Frugal Frank. He was a painter. So one of the jobs he got was painting a church. So it started out a sunny day, started painting the church, started real early, got it finished. But it got so cloudy, and the clouds were pregnant with rain. And suddenly it thundered, and then it started raining, and it rained so much. And he looked at the church and it did not look good. He dropped down on his knees and he said, God, what should I do now? And the voice from heaven said, repaint and sin no more. So that's the story. That's the story. So my name is Elena Clements. And some people call me Angel. I currently work in a part-time position at the College of Lake County. I train nursing assistants. My vision for training them is to train competent people, but imparting into them a caring touch. My profession has been nursing. When I was 18, I said, God, I want to become a nurse. I want to do it for you. So that has been my journey. So today we're going to be invited into the miraculous. In the scriptures, there is an invitation. We have the opportunity to say yes. We have the opportunity to say, not sure, not ready, or no. We have a choice. We have free will. As Bruce said, there's going to be a follow-up because there is so much to say that I can't just go on the surface, give an overview, but we're going to have adventures in the miraculous where we're going to practice. We're going to just take the word, practice. That's it. That's going to be throughout the month of April from 9 to 10. Okay, so if you can please bring up the slide of my birthplace. I just want to show you where I came from. I just like to show the origin. I love to go back to the roots and where people started from and the unique journey that each one has. But okay, there should be a slide. There we go. As you can see, that's a different scenery. That's the foothill of the Alps in the northern region of Italy, a small village called Quarnienta. Probably less than 500 people of little houses interspersed here and there, but houses in a group, little group, and some of them even joined together. And as you can see right there on top, there is a church there. If you can see from the distance, that's a church. That's the church I grew up in. I remember the first time I went to church. I was 5 years old. My dad took me in a scooter. And I remember being in church, I was just like, wow. I said, and I love the stained glass windows and all of that. I felt like, that felt like home. This is home. That's where I belong. That's where I belong, you know? And so my dad took me on a scooter. I'm 5 years old, and I'm looking at the chairs. They had funny chairs in the Catholic Church. They were a place to sit and a place to kneel. Well, it was open up for me, and I sat where you're supposed to kneel. Okay. So moving forward, around age 7, I was sitting in catechism. And I'm listening to the teacher, and she told stories about Jesus. I was fascinated. I took a close look at Jesus because I was, you know, observing adults, and I wasn't too impressed with them. I wasn't too impressed, but I was impressed with Jesus. I was fascinated. He captured my heart. And in that moment, as a little girl, I said, Jesus, I want to be like you. I want to be like you. Little did I know he heard me, and I didn't know the journey that he had to take me to get here to this point. But it was at this point I can say I'm a trophy of God's grace in my life. I'm a trophy of his grace. It's his work in me. He's faithful to complete all the good work that he has begun in you. He's faithful. He's faithful and true. So, moving from past to present, right now, current, understanding the time, the sons of Issachar knew the time. They have zero focus and vision to understand the time. So today is a very special day. March 30th is the beginning of the Hebrew month of Nisan. Yes, like the car. Sometimes they spell it with two S's and sometimes with one. Nisan. Nisan means miracle month. Miracle month. And also it says the Hebrew word Nisan may be related to the Hebrew word Nitzan, which means bud. Okay, Natalie, I'm going to share about your bud. Sean, I'm going to share about your father. Many of you that are part of this community of believers knew Bud. Bud, a few months ago, decided to take him home with him. That's where Bud wanted to be. That's where he's at right now. So, as you see a picture, that's a dried up rose. My daughter, for Valentine's Day, gave me a bouquet of flowers, and I was keeping the rose, you know, because it just looked good for quite some time. But a few days ago, I went to throw it in the garbage, and I looked at it. I said, oh my goodness, there are some buds in here. There are some buds in here. There is life. This is a sign and a wonder. So I put it one close up, and actually I was going to bring it in, but I thought, no, when the buds come out and they're fresh, it's a very tender time, and I must care for them. The second bud up there, it's even longer now if I brought it here, if I took another picture. But let's go back to our bud. A couple years ago, I was outside the church, sitting on a bench, and Bud kneeled before me. And I'm looking like, I never had a man kneel before me. I knew he wasn't proposing because he's already married. And of course, I'm not quite sure if I would want to be married to Bud. Forgive me, Bud. Oops. So he asked me, forgive me, or I don't know what. He said something like this. He said, you know, when you were speaking, I would just talk over you or something like that. So I said, of course I forgive you. I didn't think it was a big deal, but it's a big deal. So Bud was radical in his faith. And the funny story says, repent and sin no more. But repentance, it's so critical. Repent so the times of refreshing may come. But we can start from zero, we can start from scratch. Nisan is also the first month of spring when everything comes to life. It's the month of the resurrection. It's the month of the resurrection. So I looked up some dates, actually. I was very curious. So Passover begins at sundown on April 12th. Good Friday is on April 18th. April 20th is Resurrection Sunday, and it's also the last day of Passover. And Passover, you have the Jewish holiday and you have the Christian holiday coming together. And Jesus has ascended. He's sitting, and he finished all his work. Now here is our job. To enforce the victory of Calvary. Amen. To enforce the victory of Calvary. Okay. So, okay. No. All right. Bear with me. So Christ in us, let me see, let me not get ahead on this, the hope of glory. Okay, this one, all right, okay. So we are going to look at the Bible to discover the keys to the miraculous. And going back to the significance of Nisan, another definition is Nisan is the month to start letting go of anything that holds you back, whether it's limiting belief, an unhealthy relationship, or a misplaced sense of obligation. It's time to imagine a more spacious future. A more spacious future. Make space for God. Allow him to enlarge the capacity of your heart so that you can step into the fullness of what he has for you and you've lived your purpose and fulfill your destiny moment by moment, day by day, month by month, year by year, until you meet him face to face. So our president declared, this is a golden era. This is a golden era. Sid Roth has been prophesying the greater global golden glory. In the glory realm, there is no limitation. We have all the resources of heaven backing us up. Joshua Mills sings No Limitations in the Glory Realm. A few years back, I was sitting at a conference with Joshua Mills. I was in the front seat. Huh? He was about 3 feet from me. He's playing the keyboard, and I'm looking like, gold dust coming all over. Gold dust just in front of my eyes. Just in front of my eyes. Patricia King hosted him in his home, and she saved the sheep because they had all gold dust. So there will be manifestation of gold, but I'm not looking at the signs and the wonders. These signs will follow you. Don't worry about the signs. Stay focused on what God has called you. Look forward. Look at him face to face. So when we say yes, we become his chosen vessels to co-labor with him. Yes, we co-labor with him. We partner with him. God does not use people. We say all the time, God uses you. No, he died for you. You didn't marry Lori so that you can use her. You marry her because you want to partner with her, walk with her side by side, and fulfill God's purpose for you as a couple. Yes, Hua. He's the yes of God the Father. Yes, Hua. Yahweh. It's yes. It's yes. He's just looking for your yes. He's not looking for your ability. He's looking for your availability. She's looking for availability. I like that you say amen. If sometimes something, you can say ouch too. That's okay. You say ouch. Okay. Say yes in practice. Say yes in practice. There are no formulas. No formulas. You just have to be present in the moment with Jesus. So the dual purpose of addressing the issue, is for the body of Christ's wholeness. We want to be healthy. Healthy people will heal people. And give Jesus the reward of his suffering. A healthy body of Christ to spread the good news to the lost. Lots of lost people here. Like Reinhard Bonnke said, he wants to enlarge heaven and shrink hell. Let's do that. Let that be our mission. Signs and wonders are a powerful witness to the unbelievers. It removes skepticism and opens the door to believing. And it strikes the match of revival. And we need to show off the true Jesus in the marketplace. So I went on a short-term mission trip, Quick Mart. I went in there, very short, to get bananas. I think Quick Mart has banana tree somewhere, because they always have banana and fail too. So I go in there, there is a man scratching the ticket, the lottery ticket. And I got this thought, you know, I had this thought. Do you want a free ticket to heaven? You know, but I looked, he was looking down. And, you know, and I felt like the prompting of the Spirit to talk with him. I said, he doesn't want to hear me. He doesn't want to hear me. And I hear, what you got to lose? Okay, started talking. He didn't even look up at me. And to this day, I don't know what he looks like because he's scratching his ticket, looking for something in the temporal. He's looking for something in the temporal. And I can't remember the exact words that I said. Maybe I said, you know, do you want a free ticket to Jesus? So I started telling him about Jesus and his love. And he goes, don't bother me with that stuff. So I quit. I went out the door and said, Holy Spirit, bother him with that stuff. No, it's your job. I did my part. I was a witness. That's it. I dropped the seeds. You bother him. So, okay. So we're going to look into the miraculous through our true identity. Who are we? Who are we? Who are you? Who are you? We want to make sure that identity is aligned with the truth of who we are, and we need to become who we already are. Because God knew you before the foundation of the world. Natural mind cannot comprehend that. Okay, my pages are up. Good thing I put the page number here. Okay. So Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in me, me in Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new person. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Behold, behold, everything is fresh and new, like the little bud out of a dead rose stem. That's a wonder and a sign. So again, if we go to the verse before and the verse after, it gives us a clear picture. First, it's who we are, but then how we see others. 2 Corinthians 5:16. So from now on, we refuse to evaluate people merely by their outward appearances, for that's how we once viewed the anointed one. But no longer do we use him with limited human insight. We need to put on the lenses, God's glasses. When I look at you, Bruce, I need to see Jesus and you and who you are, the treasure that you have, the seeds of greatness within you. And in the need to come alongside you and bless that, and bless what God has planted in you. Because if you, when you come to the completeness of who you are in him, you are going to be spreading the fragrance of Christ, even without saying a word. And with Bruce here, I mean, I never saw a man that says so much by saying nothing. I just this man comes in, goes out. He may say something or not, but his presence is bringing something solid, something of the integrity of this man. How his loyalty to his Savior, he's a loyal man that serves. And God only knows how many times he prayed for us as a congregation in his heart, and all that's going on with his private life, with the business and everything. And sometimes we get between a rock and a hard place, but let that rock be Jesus and carve yourself a hiding place, a secret place inside that rock. So we go to the verse after, 2 Corinthians 5:18. And God has made all things new and reconciled us to himself and given us the ministry of reconciling others to God. So we have the ministry of reconciliation here, Natalie. That's it. That's our calling. That's what we are called. That's our mission trip of reconciling. Go back in the future, 100 years from now, and look back at this time. What really matters is the lost. There are only two kinds of people, the lost children of God and the found children of God. And we can partner with him. We can reign with him. How timely. Learn to reign with him. And bring the reality of heaven to earth. We have the kingdom of heaven. We have the resources of heaven. There is a bank account in our name in heaven. There is a refrigerator for us in heaven. Children have access to the refrigerator. The only thing is need to be hungry. You don't have to be desperate. Desperate people find an empty refrigerator, but ours is full to overflowing. The miraculous by being in him as a new creation. In him, we live and move and have our being. Some years ago, I was asking Jesus a question. We heard so much about Mary and Martha and all of this, and I said, I really don't know God. This between being and doing, like, I can't understand. How do I balance my life? How do I do this? I love Jesus because he gives you simple answers. Because he goes, first be and then do. First be and then do. Be in him. So have the heart of Mary and do the works of Martha. Martha was getting so distracted with the temporal stuff. And do the temporal food. But Jesus said, I have food. I have food for you. I have bread. I have fresh baked bread. Come and eat. There is an invitation to come and eat. And he says, oh, Martha, Martha, I don't need a three-course meal. Just give me some bananas, my favorite kosher food. So, abide is being in him. John 15:4. Dwell in me, and I will dwell in you. Live in me, and I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in, being vitally united to the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. The word vitally, V-I-T-A, vita in Italian means life. A life union with him. Union. That's the secret. In union with him. Chad Gonzalez, he stepped into the miraculous by union, making it simple. Some years ago, I was in a Bible study. Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. I love Brian Simmons' writing. I met him in person. Oh my goodness, he's the real deal. What a kind, amazing person that loves God and his beautiful wife. Oh, amazing. So I was doing a Bible study. And it was a Saturday night at the Racine Prayer Room, outdoor. And by the fireplace, just beautiful. So we were going to cover Ephesians first chapter. And I had a Bible guide with all the questions. I lost it. I couldn't find it. I looked all over. And it's Saturday, finally, I said, I got to have something. I wanted to do my part, reading, researching. You know, of course, I had the Ephesians according to the Passion Translation. So I read it through and through, and I read it, and it was so beautiful, so good, but my heart wasn't fully connecting with the richness of what it was bringing me and the inheritance that we as believers have in him. So I'm just like, I said, okay, God, I need to know in a nutshell, Give me in a nutshell what Ephesians 1 says. Okay, here it is. Everything I got is yours. Everything you have is mine. So if you have limitations, sickness, whatever, it's his. Take it. Give it to him. Don't hang on to that. The reality of heaven on earth, there is no sickness in heaven. Let's bring the kingdom come. The kingdom is here. The kingdom is at hand. Jesus is present with us right now in the moment. It says, two or more shall gather together in my name, there I shall be. He's here. He's present with you. Keep it fresh and keep it current. Stay in the present moment. Get in the present moment. That's all we have. Yesterday is history. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is today is a gift. That's why we call it the present. Enjoy the moment. Take the time to stop and look at somebody in the eyes. Just look at them and let the love of God come through your eyes and embrace that person, meet them where they're at. Don't look at what is wrong in each other. Look at what is right. Because if you look for what's wrong, guess what? You'll find it. If you look at what's wrong in me, you'll find it. But I'm the righteousness of God. You are the righteousness of God. God is my light, and there is no darkness in me. So, as we abide, we become fruitful. And the fruit of the Spirit, love, is the fruit. It's singular, fruit. All the rest are expression of love. It's all about love. Love, joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. For against such there is no law. The enemy is a legalist. He has no access to you when you are in the fruit and stay in the fruit of the Spirit. When you communicate in the kingdom language, which is the fruit of the Spirit, no access. He doesn't know what love is. It's foreign territory. No access. Access denied. I actually shared this probably 8 years ago with somebody that was going through some struggles. And 7 years later, she said, it shifted my whole life. I didn't realize. I was just saying something. You know, but when we truly apply what God's word says, it transforms our lives. One of my favorite sayings is, change is possible, comma, but transformation is preferable. We want a transformation. We want to be transformed so we can bring that to others. So, the miraculous by being in two places at the same time. Ephesians 2:6. And he raised up us up together with him and made us sit down together, giving us joint sitting with him in the heavenly sphere by virtue of our being in Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the anointed one. We are made to be in two places at the same time. We are made to see things from his perspective in a sitting position. Start from a sitting position. The whole book of Ephesians. Watchman Nee wrote a book some years ago, Sit, Walk, and Stand. Start from a resting position. Rest in who you are. Be who you are. Know whose you are, like I believe it was Lisa that said some time ago. Be and walk in the Spirit. Sometimes we live out of fear. Drop down. Drop down. Live out of your spirit. I say every morning an alignment prayer, and I'm going to give you the skeleton of it. I speak to my spirit. Arise, shine, take your proper position, be the head of my being. I speak to my spirit. Submit to Holy Spirit. I speak to my soul, my mind, my will, and my emotion. Submit to my spirit as I'm submitted to Holy Spirit. I speak to my body, submit to my spirit as I'm submitted to Holy Spirit. That's the skeleton. You can put some meat on and make it yours. But I tell you, if I forget to say that prayer, I know, because I get in the soul realm and I'm like, woo, woo. And I see other people, so many people being in the soul, and it's like the soul is such a sumo wrestler and you're coming against this. I'm like, I'm not going to do any wrestling with your soul. I'm just going to give you the word and allow God to do his, to marinate you in the spirit. Let's do a marination, and then I'll talk with you after you get there, because then you will hear. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23-24. And may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through, separate you from profane things, make you pure and holy, consecrated to God. And may your spirit, number one, and your soul, number two, and your body be preserved sound and complete and found blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. That order. Spirit. We are spirit beings. We live in a body, and we have a soul. He's saving our soul. And that can be a preach itself, but I'm going to move on. Faithful is he who is calling you to himself, and utterly trustworthy, and he will also do it. Fulfill his call by hallowing and keeping you. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:24, the verse after. See yourself as God sees you. You are who God says you are. Cheon stated, true humility is believing we are who God says we are. That's humility. If we put ourselves down and say, oh no, I cannot do that. That's false humility. That's a form of pride. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Doesn't mean that you gotta do everything, just the things that God called you to do. Stay focused, start and finish. Start, continue, and finish. Be faithful. So the miraculous, by being in him and doing what we see, perceive the Father's doing. Jesus did only what he saw the Father doing. John 5:19. So Jesus said, I speak to you eternal truth. The Son is unable to do anything from himself or through his own initiatives. I only do the works that I see the Father doing. For the Son does the same work as his Father. Matthew 18:20. For wherever two or three are gathered, drawn together as my followers, and into my name, there I am in the midst of them. I was telling the Lord about a year ago or so, I was saying, Jesus, I don't think I have walk on water faith. I don't think so. He goes to me, step on my feet. So I did. I'm stepping on his feet right now. I'm actually dancing with him on the waters. and I feel the hard surface of the water. My spirit is dancy. My body will catch up eventually. Well, my mind too. Ooh. Because sometimes my body senses the presence of God. I start shaking, vibrating in his presence. My mind, I'm like, oh, what? So I catch up. So I was planning for the children to come and pray for people that wanted prayer, but we are running short on time, so we may have to. Hmm? You want it? Yes? Okay. So any of you who needs a miracle, Lori and the children will come and pray for you. Just raise your hand, stay where you are. They'll come to you. So okay, you go, somebody go get them. Okay. So I'll just Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. Don't put faith in your faith. Have faith in God. Another translation says, have the faith of God. Have the faith of God. He'll give it to you. Whatever you need, he'll give it to you. So in summary, like practical step in how to enter the miraculous. Be and then do. Be in him. Be the new creation that you are in Christ Jesus. Practice dropping down in your spirit. If you have difficulty with that, ask Holy Spirit to help you. He will. He's the helper. He loves to help. And he listens. He's a good listener. He listens. We need to learn to listen better, to listen to him. I just recently learned about a Hebrew word, Shema. Shema, it's a Jewish prayer. Hear. But the Hebrew meaning is, hear. Give me your full attention. Really get what I'm saying to you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. You shall love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Anybody that needs a miracle, children are here. Just Laura over there. And this beautiful lady over here. There is, so feel free to go around. I just need one of you with. Okay. All right. You can just go around. I'll just there do their things. I'll wrap it up. I'll wrap it up. So, hear. Give me your full attention. This is critical. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, with all your strength. How do you love love? By receiving his love. By obeying him. If you do my commandments, you're obeying, you're loving. How do you love others? How do you love yourself? I ask him those questions. You love others by looking at them and see who they are in Jesus. And the same for you. See yourself as Jesus sees you. And speak it forth. Separate the facts from the lies and the truth. If you believe lies, you empower the liars. The liar has no authority over you unless you believe his lies. It's impossible for God to lie. And my grandson some years ago said to me, it's impossible for the devil to say the truth. Yeah. So Have the faith of God. Be like a child, for such is the kingdom of God. You have the kingdom backing you up. It's right behind you, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. Be present in the moment with Jesus. See what the Father is doing. Wait on him until you hear, and then go with it. And go with it. Go on an adventure with him. Go on adventures. You don't know what's going to happen next. That's why you call it an adventure. Look at it, you know. It's an adventure. See, perceive, and speak. Don't worry about the results. I love what Tony Kemp, who functioned in the miraculous. He's functioned in the miraculous. There are some more hands over here. Over here, some hands over there. Okay. Tony Kemp, who he trained himself by watching his Supernatural with Sid Roth. So amazing miracle happened, like metals disappear, right, isn't he? But he said, if a miracle happened, I don't take the credit. However, if a miracle doesn't happen, I don't take the blame either. That's your part, is to do your part, let God do the rest. Don't even worry about that. So I'm looking forward to seeing you at 9 o'clock this coming Sunday, the fireside room. We are going to practice the miraculous. So I'm going to close in prayer, and I say, thank you, Jesus, that you are here. Thank you for what you spoke to our heart. We seal your word. We seal your word. It sealed the work. Thank you for what you have begun. Thank you for the buds that are growing. Thank you for the fresh new life, the new creation. Thank you for truth and light. Truth and light. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Blessed are our ear, for they hear. We will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak shalom, peace to us. And we will move forward step by step in the fullness of what he has for us. Thank you, Jesus. We ask you to forgive us for any thought, word, deed. Forgive everything, everyone. We release everything and everyone. And we recommit our lives to you this day. We recommit our lives to you. I'm going to allow you to have a special time one-on-one with Jesus, that we are wrapping it up. And okay, Steve, do you want to come here and close? I'm done. Thank you for your attention. I appreciate that. Bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and lift up his countenance upon you and give you shalom, peace to your spirit, to your soul, mind, will, and emotion, to your body, to your sensory system, physical and spiritual, to your memory bank, and every part of you. And I'm going to close with what we began today. Lori opened up with Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And forget not any of all his benefits, who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, who redeems our lives from destruction, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us as according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are higher above the earth, so great is his mercy toward us. Skipping over to a verse, bless the Lord, all you his angels, who do his word, heeding to the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And I'm going to close with the ABC. ABC. A, ascension. Go higher. Ascend, sit. B, B, B. Be in him. Christ in me, the hope of glory. And C is Christ in me, the hope of glory. That's it. You got your ABC. That's how I'm going to finish today. I'm giving you your ABC. Thank you.